This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
State officials providing yet another incentive to get vaccinated. It's all part of the ongoing effort to boost vaccination rates statewide beginning today. If you get the COVID vaccine, the state of Colorado will give you a $100 Walmart gift card if you're vaccinated at participating locations on specific days. In Southern Colorado, it's estimated that roughly 96% of those hospitalized have not been vaccinated, and with 298 COVID-19 patients in hospital beds across the state, Governor Polis cautiously optimistic that we can handle the current caseload.
Now, to be clear, that's 298 too many. No one wishes more than me that it was zero. But that is not a threat to our hospital capacity. That is well within our normal operational capacity to serve people. Any Coloradan who gets a heart attack or stroke or appendicitis or COVID will get the top-notch quality of care.
In addition to those Walmart gift cards, the state partnering with Amazon to offer additional incentives for community college students to get vaccinated. We have a link at KRDO.com to find those participating locations and times across Southern Colorado.
The vaccination rate isn't the only concern for state health leaders. There's also a growing number who are opting not to return to get their second dose of a two-dose vaccine. Dr. Richard Zane says he's heard all the excuses and reasons, but it's putting you at risk.
It could make you more susceptible to someone who gets infected with COVID and forces COVID to mutate and form another variant.
148,000 people in Colorado have missed their second dose.
The Colorado Springs Fire Department investigating two fires that happened close to each other overnight in Old Colorado City. The first happened at a business at 28th and West Colorado Avenue right around midnight. That fire put out in just minutes. About an hour later, crews responded to heavy fire inside a UPS store at 31st and West Colorado. It's believed that those two fires are connected and could have been intentionally set.
A pedestrian is dead after being hit by a train in Fountain. The pedestrian was hit at the railroad crossing at Fontaine Boulevard and Highway 85 just before 5 o'clock yesterday evening. The pedestrian's death is being investigated. No details about the victim have been released. It's the same train crossing where a vehicle was hit by a train last Thursday. An at-risk Pueblo man who's been missing since the weekend has been found dead. 81-year-old Daniel Otero went missing early Saturday and was found yesterday in a ravine just south of his Pueblo home in the Eagle Ridge neighborhood. He'd been battling dementia for about a decade now and went missing after wandering from his home. Pueblo police searched on foot, on ATVs, and with drones before discovering Otero's body.
Homeowners in a northeast Colorado Springs neighborhood are saying enough is enough. Some residents in the Cordera subdivision say that driveways are collapsing, roadways are dipping in. Just this week, a sinkhole occurred on North Union Boulevard. Residents expressed concerns to the La Plata Communities, the subdivision's developer, 2 weeks ago. The developers are acknowledging issues in the Cordera area and blame the problems on failing under drains and not a problem with the land itself. Homeowners like Jason Duffy Langland now fear that those issues will cost them down the line.
It could cause foundation issues to the home. We're talking water and wastewater lines that lead right up into our houses. And those do go underneath the house. And I think it's all from the collapse of everything under the streets causing everything else to be pushed down and making everything sink.
Homes in that area also not cheap, costing anywhere from $500,000 to more than $1 million. La Plata says nearly all of the under drains have been repaired. Once they reach 100%, they'll then focus on repairs above ground.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers is looking for new ways to fund fire mitigation within the city. Now he's looking to voters for one possible solution. Fire crews were busy thinning out overgrown fuel yesterday in a neighborhood near UCCS, but with much of the funding coming from grants, there's not a reliable source for this kind of work.
I think at this point, it's pretty clear we need to get a more systemic year-in, year-out effort to do mitigation in those areas of the community subject to wildland fires.
This fall will ask voters if it can keep surplus tax revenue so that the interest can fund more mitigation work. Mayor Suthers is arguing that prevention now is much cheaper than the cost of fighting a fire. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says two hikers are safe after being rescued from a trail at North Shanion Canyon Park. First responders were called to the Mount Muskoko trailhead yesterday evening after a report about an injured hiker. It took rescue personnel several hours to reach the two women and help them down the trail there at Cheyenne Canyon. Sunny Smaldino with the fire department said that there are simple things to do to make sure you're safe as you head out onto area trails.
People just are not wearing the right clothing here. The shoes are a huge deal. Have your proper hiking gear for wherever you're going to be hiking so that you're not in slippery tennis shoes that you would use to go run in or work out at the gym in.
The injured hiker reportedly had a dislocated shoulder. The other hiker was suffering from cold exposure but was able to walk out on her own.
Mainly sunny to partly cloudy and hot temperatures as we head into your Thursday afternoon. Most of the showers and thunderstorms will be west along the Continental Divide. 91 today in Colorado Springs, 96 in Pueblo. We'll keep those temperatures in the 90s on Friday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.